Good news for the Sale GP. It's been announced this morning that we've struck a deal to bring the Sale GP comp here for the next 4 years. Had to be cancelled, of course, due to MIQ, but Lyttelton will host the first season, then Auckland and Lyttelton will host alternate races in following years. Commercial Director at Sale GP, Carl Budge, is with us. Morning, Carl.
Morning, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Good result from having a troubled start. So it all's well that ends well.
Yeah, it's been a pretty bumpy 18 months over the last year or so. But, yeah, delighted result, I think, to be able to not only commit to New Zealand for the next 4 years, but be able to go to two markets, spread, I guess, the economic impact across both Christchurch and Auckland, and probably most importantly, give more fans an opportunity to come and engage with us is it's something we're absolutely thrilled about.
I tell you what, Lyttelton's a beautiful place to watch sailing because you've got the hills and the view. It's sort of like kind of like an amphitheatre, isn't it? It'll look beautifully beamed to the world.
Yeah, and I guess we're kind of announcing a brand new sailing destination to the world. There's not a lot known. Even Pete and Blair haven't sailed too much on those waters. So, to have that natural amphitheatre, it's going to provide absolutely spectacular views for free for people to go out and watch that product. And so, look, yeah, as I say, we're delighted that we're all about trying to get inshore racing. We want this to be really different than what we've possibly seen out on the Hauraki in recent months. You know, we want this to be something that's in close to shore. You don't need a boat to go out and watch. That's right there just in front of you.
What's the big picture dream for Sale GP internationally? Where's this thing going?
Yeah, look, I guess we're probably on a trajectory along the lines of Formula One. If you look at our model compared to traditional sailing regattas, you know, it's multiple nations, regular stops. We're trying to get to a point of every 3 weeks or so we've got another event so we can keep the momentum throughout the season. But just to see the growth already this year has been phenomenal. Already from season one, we've grown now to 10 teams next year. We've got two new events coming on, at least two new events coming on for season three, and we know there's more in store for season four. So just to see the growth, the momentum behind the league is incredible, and you know, I guess you're seeing that with the sailors too. It really is the A-list of the sailing world, from Jimmy Spittle to our own Pete and Blair, and all the way through to the likes of Ben Ainslie. So yeah, I guess we're making some waves. Excuse the terrible pun.
Logistics, though, I've watched the stuff in Europe, for example. So you're sailing in Britain. You got to get down the bottom of the world. I mean, logistically, that's hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and it's particularly when you're the first climate positive sports league in the world. We can't just chuck everything on planes. So we do a lot of work to make sure that our logistics are minimised to be the most efficient from a climate impact perspective as we can. So that means shipping for us. So it does certainly mean when you come out to this part of the world, we've got to have a bigger lay in between the European season and finishing and our part of the world starting. So, yeah, it's not quite as easy. That's one of the reasons we can't actually announce a date today. We know it's going to be in Q1 of next summer of 2023, but as we work through those very challenging logistics, we've still yet to confirm a date.
Good stuff, Carl. Good to catch up. Appreciate it very much, Carl Budge, the Sale GP. It's worth watching. If you haven't seen it, very, very fast and a lot of contact. I can't work out whether the aggro is real or whether it's just the sort of the form of the racing, but anything can happen. You can be winning, then you can be losing, you can be losing, then you can be winning.